Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. And not only is Mark doing a special deal for game one where you get a two-for-one on the RV, he also has a special deal just for our Keystone Kickoff listeners. Go to the app, and there's a button there where you could enter to win a free RV for the first home game against Ball State. If you don't have our app, just go to your app store, download Keystone Sports, and you could enter to win. All right, Dustin, it's quarter number three. As promised, we are going to be talking about college football realignment. We were chatting between segments about where do we go with this. There's about 1,000 different places, but let's start at the beginning, which is Texas and Oklahoma began flirting with the Southeast Conference, and it looks like it's going to be a done deal. They will be leaving the Big 12 to go to the Southeast Conference. And the bottom line, Dustin, is the bottom line. This ultimately is about dollars and cents, right?
All of it is. And, you know, just like anything else, and I'll add, you know, college football conferences, college athletic conferences to corporate America, you're never going to stop in that pursuit. That's what you're there for. Every member school benefits when you do it. These two see a, you know, grass is greener on the other side in the SEC. And who can really blame them? Like, when it comes to dollars and cents, this move makes sense. When it comes to trying to get into a better position for your athletic department in the future, I think it makes sense. Where exactly how has the Big 12 been going when it comes to college football? You know, the depth of that conference, there were questions about that, I think. So you have these two enormous brands joining up with the biggest brand when it comes to conferences. So this is going to jumpstart into that sort of mega conference alignment talk where you're going to have the race is going to be back on for everybody. And the dominoes are what's so fascinating here. What's going to play out next?
We'll definitely hit the dominoes, but let's look specifically at that first change with, you know, Oklahoma and Texas. There was a time years ago when teams were shuffling around or conferences were recruiting teams. Conferences were, like the Big Ten, recruiting Rutgers because of the New York market. Well, you're not recruiting Oklahoma for the Oklahoma market. You're recruiting now. It's a brand, and Oklahoma's a national team. That's why you want to bring them in.
And that change is really fascinating, you know, this time around as the rat race begins anew to try to salvage whatever you can and get whatever assets you can on board with your league and try to keep up with the SEC. The brand power does mean a lot more than regional cable markets. Like, to be talking about this in terms of markets and getting into the New York market and stuff, it feels so antiquated now, doesn't it? Let's get the best possible football program and then maybe get the best possible basketball program if that's not an option. And it has gone on through quite a change since the Big Ten added Rutgers and Maryland. It would be unheard of, I think, at this juncture for the Big Ten to add those types of programs that don't bring a ton to the table in terms of prestige. That's what it's going to be about, I feel like, right now, is to go out there and get as many prestige programs as you possibly can, or try to find programs you think might be on the verge of turning the corner into that type of program. So we'll see what happens, but this is all going to be fascinating. I don't resent it. I mean, this is the way things were always destined to go, but the future is now here, and Texas and Oklahoma are kickstarting that.
Yeah, they're just the first domino. But Dustin, you made mention about comparing this to corporate America, you know, going for the almighty dollar. I'm a capitalist. Hey, that's the way it's supposed to work. If you run a business, you're supposed to make money. But where I see a problem, though, in corporate America and here, is sometimes going for the dollar short term is a little short-sighted for the long term. Here's what I'm leading up to is Texas and Oklahoma was the top dog in the Big 12. Texas, kind of off the field, they were the big dog. They had the Longhorn Network. They could get their way. They were the bully there. In going to the Southeast Conference, obviously there's more competition there, but it's the, well, we're going to a 12-team playoff, so we'll still be able to make the playoffs, you know, even if we don't, you know, win our division or whatever in the Southeast Conference. I'm not so sure that's the case. I found from online what they project divisions to be, and in splitting up the divisions, I have Texas A&M, Texas, Oklahoma, and LSU in the same division. Those four teams alone, I think, will all expect to make the playoffs. I think Texas is fourth out of those four teams, Dustin, and I think Ole Miss and Mississippi State may be nipping at their heels, too.
I mean, as things stand right now, that certainly looks to be the case. And I think, you know, I think a move like this becomes easier in college football because you just know that in any given year, you just have to be, if you're a two-loss team in that setting, if you're a two-loss team in this SEC, you are probably a playoff team. You can be a three. I mean, depending on how things go, I don't know how exactly things are going to shake out, but you might be able to be a three-loss SEC team in this situation and get into the college football playoff. And I think that's the opportunity. Like right now, like if you strapped it up and these were the teams and this was the division, Texas would be at or near the bottom of that list. But Texas will never be one to see it that way, for starters. Texas will always be one to believe, usually pretty arrogantly, that they're going to be the best team in that league next year. Like, oh, current circumstances are not meaningful. Next year, we're going to be at the top of that heap. You know, whether that is what plays out or not, we'll see. But I think it's just the expansion of the college football playoff is a factor in something like this because you don't have to win any division. You don't have to go undefeated anymore. You just have to be a good year in that SEC should put you in the playoff.
Okay. A 12-team playoff with this new Southeast Conference with Texas and Oklahoma there. What do you think is a fair number of Southeast Conference teams to make the playoffs?
Whether you think it's fair or not, I mean, there's going to be a year, probably pretty early in this process, where five or six SEC teams are represented in the playoff.
I mean,
obviously it depends on who beats who and what happens in these one-on-one matchups, but absolutely.
It does, and I think that's the impression. Be aware, though, if they get six playoff spots, that leaves, if the Big 12 still exists, for those four other divisions, four other conferences, they each get one plus one group of five team, and maybe one gets it. Now, can you imagine the outcry if six Southeast Conference teams make it and you only get one from every other conference? But let me add this, though, Dustin. I mentioned A&M, Texas, Oklahoma, and LSU on one side in the Southeast Conference. Here's what's on the other side. Auburn, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, okay? Just those eight teams that I considered at the top half of each of those divisions, even if you do get six teams, two of those teams are not going to make a 12-team playoff. Coaches are going to lose jobs over that.
I mean, we'll see. This is a great unknown, and it's also unknown. I mean, as we get into this era that some people have predicted when we first started having conference realignment stuff, when you do have a 16-team league, are you going to break down further than two divisions? Are you going to break down into four divisions? Are you going to play things a little bit differently when it comes to scheduling? I don't know. I don't know where you're seeing that projection of divisions, but you can also project four-team divisions and see how that goes too. But you're right. I mean, there are going to be coaches who miss out.
Just as a quick aside, in that four pods setup, you would probably have Texas, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. I have Texas third in their four-team division. So I don't think that works out very well. My bottom line is I think some of these, be careful what you wish for. But let's go into this a little bit more, what this means for the Big 12. And again, we were talking about this off air, Dustin. What does that meeting look like with the remaining teams from the Big 12? Is it going to be, hey, guys, you know, all for one, or is it every man for himself?
I mean, I think they're trying to rally programs around all for one. You know, the Big 12 is A, making a sales pitch, or has made their sales pitch, I assume unsuccessfully so, to Texas and Oklahoma about what can we do to keep you in this league. I don't think there was anything that they could have offered to change their mind. So that's one. Number two is, you know, trying to offer a bright and sunny outlook to all these individual teams, these individual programs, to try to keep them on board, which that is probably a very tough sell. You lost the two biggest gravitational pulls in the league. What's left? Everybody's kind of seeing the writing on the wall there. And then the third phase of it is, if you're able to successfully execute part two, now it's who else can join us? What other value added propositions can we put out there to keep the Big 12 afloat and maybe try to take it into the brightest future they possibly can? I really don't know the answer to either to any of those questions, but certainly what can the Big 12 sell to the other members that says, hey, listen, we're going to be just fine without these two? I think it's going to devolve into every man for himself. That's what I think is going to play out.
I think you're right, because without Oklahoma and Texas, we talked about their brands. They don't have those brand names anymore that have national interest. They're going to turn into the Mountain West or something to that effect. I believe it'll be every man for himself. They'll be scrambling. Maybe it's West Virginia to the ACC. Maybe it's a couple teams to the Pac-12. And, you know, we're going to talk more about this. Where does the Big Ten sit in all this? Are there some of those teams from the Big 12 that now, because the Southeast Conference added two teams, the Big 10 will have to do the same thing? But guess what? No matter who's left, they're not going to have near the value that Texas and Oklahoma have. And, you know, to navigate this, which way to go, are you trusting Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big 10, to navigate this in the correct way? I'm not sure I have that confidence. But Dustin, that's it for quarter number three. We're going to pick up this conversation in quarter four. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out SmithWorksUSA.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 SmithWorks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.